Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We are holding on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, well into the page at the two dots, about 8-10 lines into the page. Kedesha Yirai Alamayim. The Mishnah had said that in the Mikdash there was this tile that was loose, that was one amma by one amma. They would take dirt from there, they would put it on the Mesota, and they'd have to put enough of it that it's visible on the water. There are actually three separate things that require visibility. Afar Sota, the dirt on the top of the Sota waters. The Efer Parah, the Torah says, you have to take from the Efer of the Parah Aduma, when a person's Tamei Mes, and you mitire him with sprinkling the Mechatos, the Efer Parah is mixed with water. You have to be able to see the Efer on the water before you sprinkle it on the guy. Verok yavama, when you do a chalitza procedure and she has to spit near the guy's shoe, so the roke has to be visible. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel amru af dam tzipor, the blood of the bird that a mitzora brings, also that's mixed with water, also has to be visible on the water, because a mitzora brings two birds. One of them they shecht into a klicheres that already has mayim chayim in it, so you have to be able to see the dam on that mayim. So you shouldn't put too much water in the kli. It has to be enough that the dam will be visible. So my time is Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel add a fourth item on the list of the blood of a tzipor of mitzora? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says v'tavol osam bedam hatzipor, that you have to dip the ezov and the talashani and the etzeres into the dam hatzipor. V'tanya, and the brisa says bedam yachal badam v'lo b'mayim. It says to dip it in the blood. That makes it sound like you're dipping it in only blood, but not the water. So Talmud Lomar, that's why it says b'mayim, that you dip it in the water. Well, imayim yachal b'mayim v'lo b'dam. I mean, I think I'm dipping it in water, but not in blood. Talmud Lomar b'dam. That's why it has to say b'dam. Haketa. Well, how do we reconcile it? How are you dipping it in both blood and water? Mevi mayim shadam tzipor nikerban the kama revius. You have to bring an amount of water that's not going to be too much that you'll be able to still see the dam of the bird in the water, and that's what you dip it in, that mixture, and that's a revius of mayim. So the Gemara asks for Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who don't count dam tzipor as one of the things that has to be visible, hahu legufei tachi kamar rachmana at bil b'dam ubimayim. No, maybe that drasha is not telling me that the dam has to be visible, but just the very halacha that you have to dip it in something that is a combination of dam and mayim, whether it's visible or not. For Rabbi Shmuel will say no, the very din that has to be dipped in both imkein. The Torah could have just said v'taval behem, and we know that we're talking about dam and mayim. When it then specifies b'dam u'b'mayim lamali, why does it have to get so specific? Leniker must be to tell me that it's got to be recognizable. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would say, no, it couldn't just say behem, because v'rachman v'taval behem, I would think you dip it in one bucket of water and one bucket of dam. So because v'rachman b'dam u'b'mayim la'arvan, that's why it needs to say b'dam u'b'mayim to tell me that they have to be mixed together. For Rabbi Shmuel, the Arvan Krachrina Ksiv. Now I already know that it has to be mixed together. I know that from a different pasuk. Krachrina Ksiv. V'shachat ha-tzipor ha-echas. And so you shach the tzipor into a kli that has mayim. So obviously they're not separate kelim. V'rabbanan imeahi hava mina lishchtei samach lamana. The Rabbanan would say, if it's from the pasuk v'shachat ha-tzipor al mayim, I would have thought that you shach the bird near a kli. V'nin continu l'varadin, and you grab the blood vessels between your fingers so that no blood comes out of it. You squeeze those blood vessels into the kli so that no blood comes out into the kli of mayim. And then you catch the dam in another kli. So you shecht it into the kli of mayim, but don't allow any of the blood to go into the kli of mayim. You're makabel the dam in a different kli. So that's what the pasuk says, v'tavalosam, that b'dam u'b'mayim, to tell me that you mix the dam in the kli in the same kli together with the mayim. So main point number one is that there are three things that need to be seen, that need to be visible, and those three things that need to be visible are the afar of the sota, the efer of the para, and the roke of the yavama. But then we have machlokas whether dam tzipor of mitzora also needs to be visible. So now says Gemara, by me Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, gedola umedachas hasamayim. When you shecht a large bird that has a lot of blood and it pushes away the water to the point where you don't even notice the water there anymore, ketana, and also ketana. Let's say you shecht a very tiny bird that has a very small amount of blood, v'nitches mipnei amayim, and therefore you don't even see it because of the massive amount of water. Mahu, is that good enough, or do we have to adjust it to make sure that they're both visible? Amrei lav aminu lo tapik nafshach levar mihilchsa. Didn't I already tell you? Don't start questioning the exact shiurim that Chazal gave. If they said a revius of mayim, it's a revius of mayim. Don't start trying to adjust. So it says Gemara, b'tzipor dror shiur rabbanon. When the chum were kover, they ishech the tzipor into mayim chayim, a revius of mayim chayim. They assume that you're using a tzipor dror that it's a very tiny bird. Ein lecha gedola shemadachas hasamayim. There's no, when you're using a tzipor dror, you will not find a large enough tzipor dror to overwhelm that amount of water. And when you're using a tzipor drawer, you will not find a tiny tzipor drawer where its blood would not be recognized in a revius of mayim. So when the chachamim give a shear, they were so precise in exactly what the shear is. Tana rabbanan, hikdim ofer lamayim pasul. If you put the dirt in before the water by the sota, it's going to be pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that it's kosher. My time is Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon think it's kosher? Because the pasuk says this is talking about by the paraduma, not by the by the sota. So why does Rabbi Shimon think that it's kosher? Because the pasuk says by paraduma v'lochu latami me'afar sreifas hachatos v'tanya am Rabbi Shimon v'chi afar hu, is whatever's left after you burn the para, is it dirt? V'lo eifar hu, it's ashes, not dirt. Shina kosu mashmo lodun emenu gzeru shava. You know why it calls it dirt? So that you can make a gzeru shava between the parsha of paraduma and the parsha of sota. Nemar kan afar, it says the word afar by paraduma. V'nemer lahalon offer, and by sota uses the word offer. So malahalon, just like by sota, the mitzvah is to have offer al gabe mayim, the dirt on top of the water. Afkan offer al gabe mayim. So too by the paraduma, the afer goes on top of the water. And we learn umakan hikdim afer lamayim kosher, that if the afer went in before the water by mechatos, it's going to be kosher. By the paraduma, it's going to be kosher. Aflalan hikdim afer lamayim kosher. So too by the mesota, if the afer goes in before the water, it's going to be kosher. V'hasa minalan, and how do I know by paraduma that's true, that if you put the afer in before the water, it's kosher? Well, trei krai ksivis, because there are two psukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says a love alma efer bereisha, which makes it sound like you first put it in the ashes. Uksiv mayim chayim al keli. But then it says you put the water directly into the kli. Alma mayim bereisha makes it sound the water goes first. So how could it be that both of them are first? Haketzad ratza zenosein, ratza zenosein. It must be that by the paraduma, you have the option of putting whichever one you want in first. So by mesota, it's also going to be kosher if you do it in the reverse order. And the rabbanon, v'rabbanon, the Rabbanu disagree with Rabbi Shimon and hold that by sota, the mayim has to come before the offer, and if you do it backwards, all things puzzle. El keli dafka, a love liarvan. When it says el keli, the water's got to go in the kli by the paraduma as well. Got to go first into the kli. When it says a love, that's just telling me that when you put that after you put the ashes into the water, you have to mix it around really well. Ve'ema a love dafka el keli shtechius and bekeli. But how do you know that that's the drasha? Maybe a love means that you put the ashes in first, and el keli, when it says you put the mayim into the keli, it means shtech. That kli that you draw the water from the spring with should be the kli, not to take the water from a spring in a different kli and then transfer it. So no, mamatzinu b'kol makom machshir lemaila, afkan machshir lemaila. Whenever by a sota, we always find the dirt, which is the machshir of the mayim, which allows the mayim to be drunk by the woman, is on top of the water. So dam tzipor of mitzora, also we find that the machshir, the blood, which is machshir the mayim for hazaa, that's on top of the water. So by paradum it also makes sense that the efer, which is the machshir, it allows that water to be sprinkled, has to be lamaila, has to be on the top. So we have this machlokas, main point over here with machlokas, if you put the offer in before the mayim by mesota, does it become pasul? So by efer, we try to compare it to efer para aduma, to putting it in reverse order by Efer Paradum, because after all, the Efer Paradum is also referred to as Afar in order to link it to the Mesota. Okay, we will stop there. Next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Yud Zayin.